here now at the St. Pat's Kellogg's GA Cool Camp here in Bodoon, and I'm joined by, so your first names there, guys?
Donica,
Evan,
Leah,
Neil,
Luke.
Okay, great stuff. Thanks for joining us. Donica, I'll start with yourself. Looking forward to Saturday, Waterford and Limerick. What have you made of Waterford's journey so far to the semi-final of the All-Ireland?
I think they're going well. Yeah, I don't really know what they can do to improve, but they could improve if they make a few switches.
Okay, very good. Yeah, excellent. Yeah, yourself, what's have you enjoyed watching Waterford so far this season?
Yes.
Yeah, and what did you make of their win over Tipperary?
They got to improve a bit, but they did well.
They did very well. Yeah, they did very well. Leah, how about you? What have you enjoyed most, or who's impressed you most in terms of players?
I think they all played brilliant, but I think Jamie Varon is absolutely brilliant, and yeah, they're all just brilliant.
Yeah, good point. Yeah, Jamie's on fire, isn't he?
Yeah.
Yeah, very good. Yourself?
They're playing great at the minute. They're a really good team, and I hope they win against Limerick.
Yeah, it'd be brilliant to beat Limerick, wouldn't it? The fact they're the All-Ireland champions as well, but Waterford have nothing to lose, have they?
No.
No? Very good. Now, Luke, who's the standout players for you, or what's been your most impressive thing about Waterford so far?
That Patrick Curran have been coming on most of the matches and scoring some very good points, and that he should be playing more, and that the manager is doing very well.
Yeah, absolutely. Liam Cahill is flying, isn't he? He hasn't really all playing well, doesn't he?
Yeah, he does.
Yeah. He's lively on the sideline, isn't he?
Yeah, he's very lively.
Very good. I suppose who's been your favourite player so far this season, Luke?
Patrick Cohen.
Patrick, okay. And Limerick, the fact they're going to be favourites as well, they can be beaten though, can't they?
Yeah.
Yeah? Absolutely. And what do you think now for Saturday? Are you confident? Waterford, 4 weekends in a row, it's going to be tough, but they're motoring well, aren't they?
So
we might ask you for your score predictions, guys. Finally, then we'll come around to you. You've been really good now. We thank you for your time today, and there's great build up here at the camp during the week as well. So, Donica, score prediction for Saturday evening.
I think it's going to be a very tight match, but I think Waterford might pull ahead and win by 5 or 4 points.
Good man. We'll take that all day long. Yeah. Well done. Yourself?
Yeah, it will be a tight match, but I'm pretty sure Waterford will win by like 6 points.
6 points. I like the confidence, guys. I like the confidence.
I think it's going to be a really close match. They might win by like 2 or 3 points.
Limerick?
Yeah. No, Waterford.
Waterford, that's good. We'll take that, Leah. We'll take that. And the last two, guys, predictions.
It's going to be a really close match again, but I think Waterford will win by a goal and a couple of points.
Yeah, that's smart. Yeah.
Very good. And Luke, finally, can we go for a 5 Waterford victory? 5th Waterford win even?
I think that Waterford are going to destroy them by a lot of points, but I think Limerick are going to get some dirty tackles in.
Right. You haven't been impressed with Limerick's tackling, have you?
No, it's very scary.
Very scary, is it? Well, hopefully they'll be pulling out this weekend as well. So you might give us an up-to-date there, guys, on 3-2-1, okay? 3-2-1.
Up-to-date!
That's the stuff. We're
going
to win!
Excellent. Okay, so we're still here at the St. Pat's GA Cool Camp in Bodoon, and I'm joined by 4 of the guys now from the oldest group here, so I'll just ask you your names first of all, guys.
Molly Byrne,
Clara Cullinan,
Fionn Welch,
Sean Dennehy.
Okay, thanks for joining us, lads. So might start with yourself, Molly. Waterford Limerick the weekend, looking forward to the match?
Yeah, so I'd say it'd be a good game anyway.
And what's been the most impressive thing, Molly, about watching Waterford there the last few weeks? They're on a good roll, aren't they?
Yeah, just their commitment when they play the game, and they don't give up until the end, and yeah.
Yeah, excellent, yeah. Clara, you're a big Waterford fan.
Yeah, Waterford's pace throughout the matches has been outstanding. They're able to run the field, and they're able to be faster than any other team.
Yeah, that's a big factor actually. Yeah, their movement, isn't it? And they're really playing out of their skins, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. In the backs, they're very solid back there, and in the forwards, they're well able to score. So I think we'll have a good game ahead of us.
Yeah. Would you be concerned about that it's their 4th weekend in a row, or is it momentum a good thing as well? You know, people argue that as well.
Well, yeah, I think the momentum is a good thing. I think if we keep the momentum up, I think we've a good chance of beating them.
Great stuff, yeah. Fionn, you've big Waterford fan as well. What have you enjoyed most about watching the Liam Cahill's men so far?
Well, they have quick hands and quick feet, and they keep trying until the end and they never give up. I mean, like, we nearly lost it against Tip the last day. Tip were getting closer. Then at the end we got a goal and it gave us momentum.
Yeah, finished the game really strong, didn't they? Yeah. And that save near the end from Sean O'Brien, and then the subs as well, isn't it, making an impact?
Kind of saved the game for us. He's a brilliant keeper.
Excellent, yeah. Who's been the standout player for you so far, Fionn, this season? Who have you enjoyed watching? Are they all doing well?
They're all doing well, but I'd say my favourite player, Ozzy Gleeson. Yeah.
What's so good about Ozzy? What makes him such a good player, I suppose?
He's just good on the ball and to get the easy points for us, and he does the simple things, and you know yourself.
Yeah, very good, yeah. And Sean Dennehy as well. Sean, you're like a regular customer now on WLR. You're on a few times, but looking forward to Saturday?
Yeah, we're going off to it, so I'd say it should be a good match.
Right, so you have your tickets?
Yeah.
Good man, good man. The last couple of weeks, the Galway Tip game, they're really going well, aren't they?
Yeah, I'd say they're doing good 4 week in a row. They might get tired, but I wouldn't think so, because they have to run all day.
Right, they're fit, are they?
Yeah.
Very good, very good. And Limerick now, the fact they haven't played in 3 weeks either as well, people will say they might be a bit rusty, but they are the All-Ireland champions, I suppose.
Yeah. Limerick, well, I'd say Waterford would give them a good game and hopefully Waterford would just come out on top.
Yeah. It'd be great to get back to an All-Ireland final, Molly, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it'd be a great thing, sure, after last year, and just keep it going. Then.
Yeah, and to have the crowds back as well. Clara, that's brilliant, isn't it, to have the fans back as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I think it's great support for the teams, and I think the fans kind of help them when they're down. They can just look into the stands and they can see all their fans cheering them on. I think it gives them a bit of confidence.
Yeah, and the buzz around the place as well, Fionn, even at the cool camp here during the week, and you know, you're all really looking forward to the match on Saturday.
Yeah, even in the crowd when Ozzy Gleeson got the first goal against Tipperary, they went mad. And some people are putting Waterford down because they're saying they won't beat Limerick because it's going to be the third hard game because we played Galway Tip and now we're playing Limerick. But I believe in Waterford and I'll say we can do it.
Good man. There's confidence. I like that. That's excellent. And yeah, Limerick, Sean, they will be favourites. But as you say, Waterford, they've been written off the last couple of weeks. So it's kind of suiting kind of the lads, isn't it?
Yeah, it's kind of suiting them because like Waterford have a lot of momentum and they can run a lot. Like hit a ball into like Jack Fagan or Desi and they have space and they can score a few points.
Yeah. Who's been the standout for you so far this season?
Probably Desi or Ozzy Gleeson.
Right. Yeah, very good. Fionn, who's your favourite or standout, or are they all kind of stepping up to the plate?
Well, I like them all. Like, I couldn't pick between Caelum Lyons and Ozzy Gleeson and Stevie and Jamie Byrne. But Ozzy Gleeson, as I said earlier.
Right, yeah. Very good, yeah. Clara?
Well, like, they're all excellent, like Ozzy Gleeson, Jamie Byrne, Shane Bennett, but probably Connor Prunty, like, he's full back and I'm full back, so I think I can relate a lot to him.
Very good. He'll be happy with that. You might get a free coffee for that maybe before the weekend. Molly, yourself, who's stood out for you?
Well, they're all great and they try their hardest in every match, but probably Caelum Lyons. He has great pace on the ball and he finds good space and he's able to pass it into Desi, and I think he's just a great wing back.
Yeah, great. Really blown away with the answers here, lads. You've been really good. So maybe we might ask you for your score prediction so for Saturday, 5 o'clock in Croke Park. Bring it on.
I'd say it'll be a tight one. They might win by 2 points.
Yeah, we take it. We take it. Clara?
I think it'll be very tight. Like, Limerick are so physical and strong and we're very speedy, so I think them both brought, I think it'll be a very tight match, but I'd say we'll Waterford probably 3-19, Limerick 2-17.
Very good, yeah, we'd settle for that, yeah. Fionn, how about you? It's going to be tight, isn't it?
Yeah, they're both good counties and they bring a lot of energy to the games. But I think Waterford this championship bring a lot of energy. And I say Waterford will win by a goal.
A goal, yeah. That's good. It's all positive. Lads, Sean?
I think it'll be a tie match. Hopefully Waterford come out on top. I'd say it'll be Waterford 3-28, Limerick 3-26.
Up the Dacia!
Right, Gravmila, lads. Still here in Bohadoon at the St. Pat's GA Cool Camp, and I'm joined by some youngsters now ahead of Saturday's big game, Waterford and Limerick. So I'll just go along, guys. Your first names there, please.
Dylan.
Danny.
Fionn.
Sean.
Alice.
Emily.
Emily, okay. So Emily, we might as well start with this side. First of all, you have special interest in Saturday because you've... who's involved on the line?
Tom Feeney with the selector. He's my uncle.
Right, okay, yeah. Tom, former stalwart, of course, and Ballyduff Upperman. Would he be giving you any tips now on how things are going or anything like that, Emily, or is it all very quiet?
He's quiet.
Is he? Yeah. What have you made of Waterford so far, Emily, this season? They've been really good the last couple of weeks.
Their skills are good, but their wides are terrible. They're kind of terrible because they're driving them from any end.
Right. They still scored 4.28 now last week, Emily.
Yeah. They're after missing a few where they should get him, but probably be a tight game as Limerick will be. They'll be well up for it. Limerick and Waterford will be well up for it, and I know Limerick won't like to meet Waterford.
Yeah, certainly. Yeah, there'll be no love lost. Alice, what have you made of Waterford's journey so far?
It was good. Yeah.
Yeah, you're enjoying watching them.
Yeah.
Are you going up on Saturday?
I might be able to get tickets.
You might secure those golden tickets. Who's your favourite player? Who stood out for you so far now this season?
Austin Gleeson.
Yeah. What's so special about Austin Gleeson?
I don't know.
You don't know. He's very good, isn't he? Sideline cuts, freeze, he can do it all. Sean Fitzgerald, you've really enjoyed Waterford so far this season.
Yeah, I have. The first few matches weren't great, but now they've got the movement there to bring it home to Waterford.
Yeah.
And
their pace and their hurling, they're really kind of playing as a team, aren't they?
Yeah, they are. The passes to the goals, they're just brilliant.
Brilliant, yeah. Brilliant to watch. And who stood out for you, Sean? Favourite player? Are they all kind of doing their bit?
They're all doing their bit, but I think Jamie Vaughan's doing the best.
Yeah.
Just the points and the goals, he's been doing great.
Yeah, certainly, yeah. I think a lot of people will agree with you on that. Fionn, what have you made of Waterford so far now, and how will they go on Saturday?
I think they'll go as best as they can, yeah.
Yeah, and the wins over Galway and Tip as well have been huge, haven't they? And the supporters back as well is big, isn't it?
Yeah, it is.
And how do you think Saturday, give us a prediction, can they do it?
I'd say they might be able to do, but it might be not very easy to do.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is that the 4 weeks in a row now you're referring to there that could catch up in them maybe? Is that a concern maybe?
Yes, I think so.
A small bit. They're going well though. They have the momentum. Now we've Danny here as well. Now you've special interest as well in Saturday, Danny, on the sideline, the backroom team. So you might explain who's involved and who you're connected to.
My granddad's the kit manager for the team and my uncle is the main doctor for the team. And that's just really it, really.
Yeah, that's the famous Roger Casey. Roger Casey Senior, because your dad is Roger Junior. You're from, where are you living yourself? I know you're just on holidays at the minute.
Mead,
okay. What part of Mead and what?
Ratoat,
okay. Very good, yeah. And Roger, of course, Senior is driving that kit van around. You might give us an outline of what he does maybe in terms of match days and stuff like that.
He'll get all the bottles ready for the water breaks. He'll get all the jerseys and the kits hung up in the dressing rooms. He'll get the boots and all that stuff done up for the seats for the players.
Yeah, very good. He's been doing it now for a long time, hasn't he, in fairness?
26 years now, I think.
Wow, that's impressive. And it'd be brilliant to... I'm sure Roger is keen to get back to another All-Ireland as well, isn't he? It'd be brilliant, wouldn't it?
Yeah, he's really happy with the team at the moment. He thinks they're doing great. He thinks they're doing great.
And he's enjoying working under Liam Cahill as well. I know he's worked under several different managers, hasn't he?
Yeah, he's happy working under Liam. He thinks he's a good manager.
Very good. And what do you think now, of Danny, of watching Waterford so far, and what have they a chance on Saturday against Limerick?
I think they will have a chance, and they've been playing great for the past 4 weeks. It might be tough for the fourth week in a row, but I think they might be able to scrape the win.
Yeah, it'd be super, yeah. And finally then we've Dylan. Dylan, what have you enjoyed most, I suppose, about watching Waterford, and who's stood out for you in terms of players?
I'd say Stephen Bennett with the freeze and the penalty against Tip.
Yeah, very good. He took it well, didn't he?
Yeah.
And even the three Bennetts to have him on it isn't a big thing for their club as well, isn't it, Ballysaggart? How do you think they'll do now, Dylan, the weekend?
I'd say they might be able to win. Right. Just about.
Just about. 4 weeks in a row, could that be maybe a small bit of a concern, maybe?
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah?
Yeah.
And what about Limerick then? Who do you think are the danger player? What do we have to do to beat them? Because people are saying Limerick are unbeatable and all
say,
that.
Aaron Golan and...
Right, a few more, maybe Tom Morrissey and these guys, is it? Yeah, if you're happy enough, confident enough, give us an old score prediction for Saturday.
Say like 2-17 to 1-15.
In favour of?
Waterford.
Good man, okay, you might give us an up-to-date show there, guys, on 3-2-1, and thanks for joining us today. Okay, so 3-2-1.
Up-to-date!